Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scalabro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two fine fellows, no salt bellows.
A.k.a. Christmas is over, now it's time to go rock in the Range Rover.
There you go.
We are back. Hope you had a nice weekend.
Have any other AKs?
No, we don't have any.
We're logged up.
We're all logged up. I mean, I guess I can look forward.
No. We're recording a bunch of these out in advance because we want to make sure you guys have stuff over the holidays. That's why we've gone down to one story per episode. We apologize if that's less than what you're used to. However, we made the executive decision that we want you guys to continue to have shows coming every single day.
So we're trying to record these out in front of it. And also, we're going to drop in the stereo, the stereo apps that we recorded, the conversations that we did
with each other that were recorded live on stereo with voicemails from you guys. So it's a chance for us to do Q&A directly with you. It brings up some great stories, some really fun interactions, some fun riffs. Someone once called in the first one, I believe, Mission Impossible,
Impossible Mission,
to which now we call Impossible Burgers at Burger King.
Burgers Impossible.
So all kinds of great things are coming up. It's really a cool chance.
To hear some of our AKA people's voices.
You can hear their voices.
TJ Lancaster, who knew his voice would be so beautiful and high?
Just gorgeous.
Beautifully high-pitched. I love it. It's not really that high-pitched.
But let's get into today's story for today's episode, and we'll tell you all about, we'll take a break in the middle, and we'll tell you about exciting live Dumb People Town on January 16th.
Let's get into it. Guys, there's good news. I mean, I'll say this right now.
Vaccines are coming.
They're on their way. We've spoken to a few people who have gotten the vaccine already, at least the first shot. They'll take the other one in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And some are coming. There's many more on the way. The hope is that all people who want a vaccine, who want to be vaccinated, and hopefully that's...
You mean all people who want to be healthy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's 175 million people, and there's another 50 or 60 million that were infected by the thing. And so we wind up get about 75 to 85% of our country have been sort of inoculated to this thing. And that's what I hope. That's the hope. And everyone who's too stupid to get it, you're stupid.
Sorry.
But the rest of us will happily line up and protect ourselves with science. That's the way we're going to protect ourselves.
True that.
And I know we've been in this pandemic and lockdowns, and for some reason, this most recent lockdown has hit the hardest.
Well, I feel like it's almost like when you work really hard as your spouse is pregnant and you... It feels like you're trying to do all the things you need to do just to get to the birth. And then you're like, oh no, we're at the starting line.
Right.
The birth was not the finish line. This is the starting line of a whole new thing. And that's what it felt like. We've been so good. We've been trying so hard. We're getting into these winter months. We're in lockdown fatigue. And all of a sudden now we have to be more vigilant than we've ever been before.
So I say, look at it this way. Say, if we are just smart for these next few months, we'll get out of this.
Yeah.
That's the attitude that I think we can have.
We can do anything for a couple months, right?
Yeah. Like when the government says, wear masks when you're out, you do it.
We can do that.
All right? Socially distance, it's not that hard to do for the next couple
of
months.
4, 5, 6 more months. Can we do that?
Don't gather in large groups. Don't go caroling with Kirk Cameron.
Don't go to your Christmas holiday. Have your family insult you and make you feel less than over Zoom.
There you go. Well, apparently, the last one, don't gather in large groups. And subsequently, all the other mandates above it that I described didn't sit too well with the British drinking lot, okay?
They are not satisfied to drink alone at home.
Which, by the way, you don't need a pub to get drunk. I cannot emphasize this enough in this show, all right? Around lots of
people.
Maybe
that's the missing ingredient for these people. I don't know.
That must have been what was motivating these idiots, really, is that they need to be around people in order to get their drinking
done. Well, they don't want to feel as pathetic.
So that's what was motivating them. They rushed and crashed through a police barrier to get to a bar to sit down and drink.
That's the most violent act, which is then followed by the most sedentary act. Inactive act.
Exactly. How much drinking do you need to do? How much is this like, I gotta do? This to me was like, I don't know, this was like a freedom march for some of these people.
Well, they have been violated to the highest level.
How much do you need to be away from your family, I guess, and create a new fake family of other pub goers?
Yes, I guess a lot.
Here we go. Hundreds of drinkers descended on a tier 3 pub in London last week. With dramatic footage showing crowds breaking through a police human barrier.
It feels like Shaun of the Dead. Although even in Shaun of the Dead,
when there was a zombie apocalypse, they're still going down to the pub.
Yeah, they're still trying to break in and get them inside.
That should give us an idea of how important pub life is.
In British culture, yes.
For a warm pint of directors and a bag of crisps, 7 people were arrested at Hackney Wick for alleged health breaches. Hackney Wick, to me, Jay, sounds like Draco Malfoy's evil cousin from Harry Potter. Like, he's the one who's evil, but deep down he's really good, but little kids still think he's hot now.
Right.
That, by the way,
Hackney Wick is like a guy, an evil guy from Harry Potter who went into stand-up comedy, but stole other people's jokes.
Hackney Wick. Or it's like a soccer ground for like the League Two.
Right.
They used to be in the Premier League. They got demoted.
They got relegated and then relegated again. Now they're in the Coca-Cola League or something
like that. They got relegated again and now they're in League Two. These lot were arrested as officers attempted to break up a mass gathering on Thursday. Yeah, you shouldn't be gathering in the pub right now. Just don't do it right now.
Why do you need to do that?
It's going to be there
in 6 months. It's going to be there in 4 months. It probably will.
What is it about drinking in England where you got to have lots of people? Honestly, what is it?
The singing, maybe, that goes with it?
Can't you drink like the rest of the world alone with tons of guilt? The video filmed by an onlooker shows a large crowd of people pushing past the police to run down the road. One onlooker said last night, current situation at Hackney Wick, hundreds of people meeting up and drinking together and police forces getting ready to break the illegal gathering. Thank you. By the way, you just described everything that we could see in the video. Give us a little something else.
Yeah, come on.
Give us a little. What does it smell like?
Man leaves wife to break down barrier. Like, give me a detail that I don't know.
Breaking down his own social barriers. Yes. Again, a meetup right now would be like partying before an Arsenal game. All right. You're going to be disappointed when your team gets killed in a short period of time. Either way, that's what it feels like right now.
Yeah.
Another added, serious scenes in Hackney Wick tonight. It comes 2 days after London was plunged into tier 3 lockdown with all pubs, bars, and restaurants closed. All restaurants?
Meanwhile,
how will people get that incredible British cuisine then? British cuisine is like British teeth.
Yes.
Okay? It's mashed up. It's unappetizing to look at. And I'm just going to assume that you can still take it away.
And no one wants to see it in your mouth.
No. That's British cuisine. People are banned from meeting anyone outside their houses right now.
Well, also, there's like another strain of corona going around England. Like, England is now part... Thank you, Boris Johnson. Johnson.
I think it's Dwayne the Rock Johnson. It's Boris the Pebble Johnston.
I think you might be right.
I think either they're both Johnson.
He's very unimpressive, and he's running.
I think they're either Dwayne the Rock Johnson and Boris Johnson are both Dwayne the Rock Johnson and Boris Johnson, or it's Dwayne the Rock Johnston and Boris Johnston. They're either both Johnston or both Johnson.
And you know what? I'm too lazy to care to find out.
Look it up.
I mean, I love The Rock, and I can just call him The Rock or Dwayne.
Right.
But I don't think. Even though I know it's one click away, that feels like too much work to find out if it's Boris. I'm going to do it.
No, Corona isn't, to me, Corona isn't like Brexit. Something you say is going to happen and then you just decide not to go through with it. It's going to happen.
Yeah, Corona's happening to you.
Just ask Boris Johnson, don't call me Johnston.
He had it.
He
survived it somehow.
Go ahead. That night of drinking that you aren't going to remember because you're going to drink so much is totally worth it.
That night of drinking that's like a million other nights of drinking in your alcoholic life.
Totally worth it.
Have at it.
A Metropolitan Police spokesperson said officers had tried to break up groups by encouraging people to disperse. And if there's one thing a group of rowdy, drunk, English drinkers respond to,
positive reinforcement.
Encouragement.
Yeah,
encouragement. It's encouragement. All right, let's take a quick break, Jay.
Yes, yes.
When we come back, we're going to wrap this story up and find out what happens when the drinkers take over. This is Scarborough Country, the Virus Edition. Don't go anywhere. All right, I want to talk to you about your mental health, because this last period of time and this last year has been, 2020 has been rough. We're exiting out of 2020, yes, but it's still going to be rough. I mean, it is this last lockdown. I don't know what it is, Jay. I don't know for you, but like the walls feel like they're coming in on me.
Well, because we felt like we were, you know, when you come around the corner and then there's just more tunnel and no light at the end of the tunnel for a little while, you're like, wait, this is darker than it was when I didn't realize that.
And now we are pro-therapy people. Jay's wife is a therapist. We both have been through it. We know the power and the importance of being able to talk
to
someone.
We also know that people are stretched and strained financially, and that's where our great sponsor, Talkspace, comes in. They have sponsored this podcast before. You know what they're about if you listen to this podcast. If this is your first time listening, we'll tell you about them. Depending on the plan you choose, by the way, with Talkspace, you sign up, you get the app, and then they match you with a therapist that day, number one. Number two, like a whole month of sessions is equivalent to about one in-person session. So you get up to the minute. This is the other thing. Like, let's say you have a session on a Tuesday and then something pretty significant happens to you on a Wednesday.
You're like, oh, I wish that would have happened.
I got to wait all the way to my next week, nope, next time. No.
You message them.
You can message them 24/7. You'll receive messages from them, unlimited messages from your dedicated therapist. I just love these guys. They want to make therapy affordable, and they want to reach out to people.
So what do our listeners do?
Here's what our listeners do. As a listener podcast, you get $100 off your first month of Talkspace.
That's amazing.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure you use the code SCLAR to get $100 off your first month and show your support for this show. That is SCLAR at Talkspace.com. I love this, the mission of this company. They want to make therapy accessible and affordable to everyone, at a time in our world when we all need it the most. So we have been home and we have been cooking what we know how to cook, and it has probably gotten to a stale point in our lives.
You're just at the point where you're
doing
the same five meals over and over again.
It's not good. We have an answer, and I love that these guys are sponsoring us, and I'm so appreciative for it. They are our buddies over at Green Chef. They are awesome.
So
they
good.
Let you choose from a wide array of easy-to-follow recipes, perfect for you. Keto, paleo, plant-based diets.
Oh, so good. I mean, you just basically covered all of our friends who, you
right.
covered so
Anyone
many different-
who's losing weight but also making delicious food.
Right.
The recipes are quick and easy. Trust me, I'm not a master chef, but
no,
I could do them.
I've been able to make
them,
and you know what?
And it gives your wife a break. Your wife is the chef in your family, but you've gotten Green Chef meals, and you're like, honey, you're taking this day off. I'm going to be making dinner for the whole family, and they've been so
excited.
And then
I make them do the dishes.
Right. Ingredients are seasonally sourced for peak freshness and delivered right to your doorstep. And that is such a great thing. It's like,
I know.
Again, it's recipes. We don't want to be walking around stores right now looking for specific items.
I don't.
How about all the ingredients are in the box that it gets delivered to you?
So there's a big question in my house. It's, what are we making for dinner tonight? Well, these guys figured that out for you, and they sent it to you.
So you're reducing food waste. You're reducing time that you're spending in grocery stores, which quite literally could save your life.
That's right.
So that's super important. It's super amazing. We love the food that we've made with
Green
these guys.
Green Chef is amazing.
Go to greenchef.com/sclarbro80.
Yeah.
That's greenchef.com/sclarbro80. Use the code SCLARBRO80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. So that's very simple. That's greenchef.com/sclarbro80. Use the code SCLARBRO80 and get $80 off, including free shipping. Why not try it? Mix some things up. We're going to be stuck inside a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Then you're going to start to get Green Chef, and you're going to be like, wait, pandemic or no pandemic?
I'm using this.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the show. Want to remind you guys, Saturday, January 16th.
Live down People Town.
Zach Galifianakis, the hilarious Galifianakis, and John Paul White, lead singer of the Civil Wars. It will be an epic night, live down People Town on a Zoom. It's a night out within your own house. Order in Postmates, order in some wine.
Have a blast.
Have a blast. Unlike these British people in this crazy story, you can drink at home.
You can enjoy it.
And it's going to be a fun party, a party atmosphere. The first four we've done have been amazing. We can't wait.
You just go to eventbrite.com, look up Live Don't People Town, and get your tickets and have fun and do it. Just do it. It is your, in the new year, this is going to make your January great. Do it as a gift to us. Our birthday, we turn 49 on January 12th. We can celebrate that with you guys.
Love it.
So when we left before the break, we were talking about a British group of revelers, drinkers, who wanted to drink so badly. They
broke through police barriers.
And basically broke the law.
To sit down and drink and
gather in public and basically become their own super spreader. People who are willing to break barriers through police barriers to drink, that's, to me, the scariest group of people in the world.
Yeah.
Think about that, Jay. Who are the scariest groups of people when we'd be out back when the world
was a drunk person who kind of knows who you are and wants you to help them figure out who you are because they kind of recognize you. Right. That is the worst because you can't get away from them because if you're polite and you kind of get the brush off.
And you can't help them.
And you can't help them because they're too drunk. So all you can do is get stuck in an engagement with them that feels terrible
for everyone. It's like the worst game of $25,000 pyramid ever.
Ever.
Because you're never going to win and there isn't a time limit to end the game.
Right.
You're just going to be there. So like we said, you break through police barriers for justice. You break through police barriers to gain your freedom.
Yes.
You break through police barriers to get away from the Proud Boys. That's what you do. You do not break through police barriers so you can go get a pint.
Yes. No, you don't do that.
Again, I would ask everyone in that crowd who were not, you guessed it, wearing masks at all.
Oh, I'm assuming none of them were wearing
masks. I would
ask
them why.
Why are you doing this? Why?
Chief Superintendent Karen Finley said, really disappointing this is happening given many Londoners are doing their bit to help communities stay safe. I know, but like it doesn't matter. If these people wind up doing this and they wind up getting together and spreading it even further, you're going to have a bigger problem.
No, there are other groups of drunk people who are like looking at these people as like pioneers.
That's
like,
right.
They got through the barriers. They got their drinks. We're next is what they're saying. If they can do it, we can do it.
Metropolitan Police will continue to try and explain and encourage compliance. Stop. You guys can use force at this point.
Yes.
Or hand out masks. Do you think you might be able to hand out masks? Can we come up with a mask where there is a straw that goes in so you can drink your warm beer through a straw?
Yes.
Can we please come up with that?
Yes.
Or pubs, do it on patios is all I can say. And only allow a certain number of these people
in. Look, we know it's winter. We know it's winter in England, but get some heat lamps, damn it.
Officers attended White Post Lane E9 this evening after
This is in a neighborhood. Most pubs in England are like neighborhood pubs.
After a large group of people gathered at a pub, officers engaged with those present to encourage them to disperse. Again.
They don't need encouragement.
They don't. You guys are being nicer than Canadian Mounties. You can
disperse
the crowd in line with current
horses running at these people.
Coronavirus. Seven people have been arrested for offenses under health protection regulations. No reports of any injuries. Yeah, because they're encouraging them. And this thing is going to get spread around.
Look, England, this is your chance. You're not doing great with your leader. You have a new strain of corona out there that is threatening the entire world. No one in Europe wants you to come see them.
All right. Canada has said, we don't want English people here now.
So you're definitely ostracized. This is not the kind of story you want coming out of your country right now to the rest of the world.
If you have to be around other people when you drink, the pubs need to set up Zoom calls for all their drinkers.
Yes.
You can watch a fat guy open a month's worth of mail at his own table.
Yeah, his own kitchen table.
This is going to be great. And then you can all sing together and you'll sing off tune and you'll be out of key and no one will be together. Who knows? Maybe you'll actually sing the song together, even with the Zoom delay. So that's our suggestion to you. Do that.
Please.
And that is a show, you guys.
We'll put the bartender in the bar.
That guy
can be in the bar and we can pin his video and you can all talk to him at the same time and tell him your problems.
Spotlight that guy. Tell him your problems. All right? That's how we do it.
That's a show.
That's how we do. Welcome back. This is kind of like a mini week as we lead towards New Year's. I hope you guys are having a good week. Tomorrow we've got another show.
And then Wednesday it's another stereo. And then Friday it's another stereo interspersed. We're doing our best to give you content every single day through this holiday period. I hope you guys had a happy Merry Christmas. And as we barrel towards the new year, we're going to put 2020 in the books the right way and get on the good foot 2021.
That's right. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. We can do this. We can do anything for a couple of months. It's not a hoax, but we got the jokes. Wear a mask, people, and we'll see you tomorrow. La-dee-da, la-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da, la-dee-da-da-da. In my car. Star Fans Avenue, a podcast.
a podcast network.